Father, we come to you this morning just so grateful for a new day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for life. Thank you for an opportunity to do life within your rule and reign, God, within your kingdom. Thank you so much for your kingdom, God. It is such a valuable thing, the most valuable thing that we can experience in life, and help us to be grateful for that this morning. Help us to be grateful for all the things that come along with your kingdom, like mercy and justice and forgiveness and love and your incredible grace. And as we gather together this morning in this way, help us to be grateful for the ways in which we can get together, but help us to especially be grateful for the relationships that we experience in your kingdom, and that we can help one another, that we can point one another to your scriptures, that we can point one another back to your kingdom, and just help us to dwell and remain within your rule and reign. Please bless this time together. Fill us with your spirit. I pray that my words and the things that I share would be yours. I pray that we'd open up our minds and our hearts wide to receive what you have in store for us. Again, we thank you. We are so grateful for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Mm. Amen. Okay, so Matthew 13, a couple quick parables in there, some that are familiar. But again, I want us to think about these parables in the context of what we're experiencing in our country and in our culture right now in terms of racial injustice. And when we look at Matthew 13, verse 44 and verse 45, again, we get two little parables. And remember that parables are little stories that, in this case, Jesus used to help us to see these spiritual realities that are difficult for us to see unless we're able to connect them with some, you know, earthly or physical ideas. And so in verse 44, Jesus says this. So he's describing the kingdom of God and in highlighting the value of the kingdom of God. Verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So some strange behavior here, you know, honestly, when we look at these parables. But when we realize what Jesus is after here, we see that, oh, this totally makes sense. And so in both, he's describing the kingdom of heaven. He's describing the value of the kingdom of heaven. And I'll get back to defining the kingdom in just a minute. But in the first parable, he says, a man just stumbled upon the kingdom of heaven. He just found it somehow. Wasn't necessarily looking for it, but he just found it. And he compares it to a treasure hidden in a field. So this treasure of immense value, so much so that when this person finds it, okay, they just stumble across it, they find it, in their joy, goes and sells all that they have to buy the field. And so what Jesus is trying to convey here is that, hey, the kingdom of heaven, which again I'll define in a second, is so valuable that it's worth selling and giving up everything that we have. And that's a joyful experience because of how valuable it is. So again, he's conveying how valuable the kingdom of heaven is. And then in the second one, verse 45, the second parable, he's basically conveying the same thing, but in a little bit of a different way. This person was looking for something valuable. He's looking for something, in this case, he's a merchant, in search of fine pearls. So, but the person in their search actually finds one pearl of great value beyond, it seems like, beyond what they were even looking for. And then again, it's worth so much that they go and sell all that he had to buy that particular pearl. So again, in both of these parables, whether the person is looking for something or whether they just stumble upon it and find it, it's worth so much that they give up everything they have. They sell everything that they have for this valuable treasure or a great pearl. And so the kingdom of heaven let me define it here, and then we'll talk about the value that we see in it. The kingdom of heaven is God's domain, God's realm. It's where God is ruling and reigning. And so we can think of different aspects of the kingdom, like heaven, for example. God is ruling and reigning there. And so that is part of the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. But it's not only there. We see the kingdom of heaven in the Garden of Eden, before the fall. God was ruling and reigning there. We see God ruling and reigning in the universe, in creation. But it's also important for us to see that the kingdom of heaven comes to us, God's rule and reign comes to us when we decide to live within his realm, to live within his rule and reign. So the kingdom of heaven is available to us now. And remember the time that you first discovered the kingdom of heaven, what joy it was to give up all that you had for it, because it is of such great value. You know, and sometimes we lose sight of that. But I wanted to point us back to that, because what we see in the kingdom of heaven, the reason that it's so valuable is because bound up in the realm of God is everything that our heart longs for, everything that our hearts desire. And one of the things that the world is desiring right now, our culture, our country is desiring right now, and that we probably feel such a longing for right now, is justice. Because we've seen these clear instances of injustice, in particular, racial injustice. And so when we see that, it hurts us, and it should hurt us. It should affect us in our hearts. And so and we're looking for justice, we need to realize that we're just not going to find it in the world. It's just not there. And I think we should pursue it to an extent. You know, we should stand up for justice in our world, but we've got to realize that true justice, what we're really searching for and longing for, is only found within the kingdom of heaven. And that's one of the reasons that the kingdom of heaven is such a fine pearl. It's so valuable. And I wanted to read, I'll just reference a couple Old Testament scriptures, and where we see within the kingdom of God being talked about, being emphasized, and not even just encouraged, but really commanded. In Amos 5, verse 24, so Old Testament prophet, he's one of the minor prophets, only because he wrote less than others. But in verse 24, it says this: but let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And so Amos was prophesying to the northern kingdom of Israel and was pointing out these things that were just unjust, these things that were happening that were just not godly. They were unrighteous. And so he's just trying to point them back to the kingdom of God. No, in the kingdom of God, justice rolls down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And then Micah 6, verse 8, again, we see that this is describing, the prophet Micah is describing the kingdom of God. So it says in Micah 6, verse 8, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And so both of these passages are conveying, again, in particular around the idea of justice, that justice is what we see, what we must pursue in the kingdom of God. And that's one of the reasons that the kingdom of God is so valuable. It's worth everything that we have. It's worth all of our lives because it's where we see true justice. It's where we find mercy. It's where we find forgiveness. It's where we find grace. And when those things aren't happening within our lives, we can repent and get back on track, and we find forgiveness, and you know, we find ourselves back in the realm and the rule and reign of God. And so, you know, this makes me also think of Matthew 6, verse 33, right? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. And so, you know, during this time of unrest and chaos and challenge and difficulty and darkness, the question that can come up for us a lot is, what do I do? Like, what do I do with this? How do I approach life? How do I think about this? And the reality is that, number one, the kingdom of heaven is just incredibly valuable. It's worth everything, everything that we are, everything that we have. Just all that we are. And so we've got to see that. And number two, we've got to seek that first. Okay, we've got to seek the kingdom of heaven first, because bound up in the realm and domain of God is justice, is mercy, is grace, is love. And so that's really where we as Christians need to go first, and where we need to point the world. Again, I think it's important to pursue justice in the world and point the world to justice, but also realizing that the only place that we're going to find true justice and consistent justice is in the rule and reign of God, is in God's domain. And so we've got to seek that first. And so what I'd like for us to do now is, as we meditate, is to, and certainly you can meditate, you know, you can meditate on whatever you want, but my encouragement is that you visualize and imagine the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of God, the domain of God, and reflect on what that looks like in your own life. Because if we're going to ask other people to exist and dwell in the rule and reign of God, we've got to go there first in our own lives. And so one of the ways that we can do that is just envision it. And just see it. Just imagine the realm of God and all of its beauty and all of its value and worth and the things that we see there. Again, like justice and love and mercy and grace and forgiveness and all those things. So let's take some time to meditate, and then we'll set our intention for the day, and that'll be our time. So find a comfortable position in your chair or wherever you are, and you can close your eyes. And as you focus on your breath, just allow your breath to settle. As your breath settles, just notice how your being settles. Well, your body, your mind, your heart, and even your heart rate begins to settle as you regulate your breathing, as you slow it down. So these first steps are all meant to create space for God, to create the space within our beings, within our souls, for God, to tune into His Spirit. And as we do that, what I encourage all of us to do next is to envision the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of our Father. What does that look like? What is that experience like in your life? And you can imagine that for the world, for the world to enter the kingdom of God, for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, you can open your eyes and come back to the space where you are. Thanking God for another opportunity to meditate, especially on His kingdom, and just being grateful for God's rule and reign. And so the next step is to set your intention. So based on the Word of God, how He's speaking to you through His Word, you know, how He came to you and your meditation for today. What's your intention? How are you going to live today based on those things? So I'll just share. One of the things that came to my mind as I was meditating was in the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus encourages His disciples, encourages us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And so as I was breathing in, I was thinking about "thy kingdom come," you know, the kingdom coming to me and me dwelling within His rule and reign. And then on the out breath, "thy will be done." And so in my life, I mean, of course, I'm wanting God's rule and reign to come to all these places, but the place to start is in my life. And so how can I live within God's rule and reign and His domain at every moment of my life and all my interactions with my family, with my wife, with my girls, being gentle, being loving, with the people around me? How can I act justly? How can I love? How can I will the good in people's lives? That's the rule and reign of God being lived out in my life. So anyway, that's my intention today, is I want to think about that and try to live that out. So maybe one other person could share, a couple people, and then we'll pray it out. Go ahead, Mike.
When I think about you know, the kingdom of heaven, I think about just such peace and such harmony amongst so many people of so many different races and nationalities and cultures. And it's like, to have that on earth would be amazing, you know? And like you said, it starts with me. So if I could present that and display that, you know, that grace and that mercy that God has on all of us, if I could do that to others here on earth every day in my work and just in my passing of others in my community right now, I think that's a part of bringing, you know, his kingdom here. So if I could display that through me, then others, you know, may see that and bring them closer to one another.
Amen. That's great. Yeah, that's great. Anybody else? Corinne, were you going to chime in?
I was just going to say, like, I love thinking about the value and how valuable it is. And like you mentioned, that first time we found the kingdom, like to really go back to that, like that joy and excitement. I know, like we talked the other time too, a lot of things can feel like a burden and you just feel like you're going with emotion sometimes, or sometimes our prayers have just been like, God, this is so hard, like, you know, but just finding that true joy again, and just how valuable it is to literally give up my life, like everything again, and stop holding on to things, or just remembering that first moment.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, giving up, you know, everything again, right? It's a continual process. I like that. So yeah, some good thoughts there. Yeah, Efren, why don't you close us out with your intention, and then I'll pray.
Yeah, piggybacking on Corinne in terms of valuable, you know, reading the scriptures and the merchant just found this pearl on the ground, you know, on the fields. How disappointing it would be if nobody ever found that pearl on the field. You know, I'm not getting younger. And I just feel like I need to pass on, and I don't want to leave that treasure in the ground. I just feel like I need to pass on the valuable things that I've learned, you know, throughout my journey as a disciple, and passing it on to my family, and passing it on to, you know, to anybody around, because it would be, you know, it's our responsibility to share, not to hide it. And I just feel like if I don't share my knowledge as much as I can to people, they won't experience the joy and live the life according to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you know, that is valuable. And for me, not open up my mouth, it's like I'm not sharing the value, or not, I didn't share what I found, and it would be disappointing if nobody found it.
Right. You know what I mean? Yep. And it was, I hear that. I feel that as well. I mean, it was great to see Mildred baptized this past weekend, and, you know, just the joy and excitement that you see in her, but also, you know, for us to see somebody entering the kingdom. And again, it is a time where people are searching or looking. They're looking for justice. They're looking for righteousness. You know, they're looking for peace and hope. And, you know, we just tend to look for it in all the wrong places, you know, and even now, I mean, sometimes I can do that as well. But just realizing that people are searching out there, and then, you know, doing what we can to live within the rule and reign of God, and then helping other people to see, this is what you're looking for. I mean, this is it. It is all bound up in the realm of God. And so, yeah, I appreciate that insight there. So with that, let's close out with prayer, and then we'll be on with our day. So let's pray. Father, thank you for being just an incredible Father and sending your Son, our King, to die on a cross and raise to life and ascend to heaven so that we could participate in that experience with him and pass from the domain of darkness and into the domain of life. God, let us never forget the incredible blessing and the immense value in being part of your kingdom, realizing that bound up in your realm is all the love and grace and joy and peace and hope and justice that our hearts in the world longs for. God, help us as we go forth today, as we continue on with our day, that we would strive to seek your kingdom first, to remain in your kingdom, and to point others to the incredible value that is in your kingdom. That is our desire, God. We need help. We're messes ourselves, you know, full of sin and shortcomings and failures and challenges and brokenness. But thank you that in your kingdom, we are healed and we are made new. And we do have your strength and your power to help us. So thank you for that. Thank you for this time together. God, we love you and we are so grateful for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.